Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are joined by the voice of the Pittsburgh Panthers, the legend, Mr. Bill Hillgrove. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing?
Pretty good, but after that experience last night, I'm not so sure. They got to bounce back. I got a text from a Pitt fan. Was that Mississippi State or was that the 85 Lakers that the Pitt faced last night? They lost the game in every way. They got out physical, out hustled, out shot, out defended. They ran into a buzzsaw, and I guess you can have things happen like that, but you know, it's the measure of the person, how you bounce back. And they're going to try to bounce back as they start their ACC schedule on Saturday.
Yeah, Bill, are they built to bounce back? I mean, I know it's only been so many games, but you could kind of, you know, identify the identity of a team in any sport, really, for the through the first couple games and seeing what they're made of and what they're capable of. Is this team made to bounce back in a true fashion to show that, like, hey, this was just a one-off type game and, you know, we still are a good basketball team?
Yeah, I think you have to take that tack. Coach was worried about their physicality. And he was worried about their offensive rebounding. And he said they averaged 14 a game. Well, they had 16 last night. But if you look at the ancillary stats on that game, they're off the chart. Points in the paint, second chance points. I mean, they just got beat in every way. I think they could have used some of Damian Dunn's toughness. But, you know, he's only one player. And I thought as the game went on, it was Jalen Lowe against the world. And, you know, one guy can't do it. He tried his best, but they just got outplayed.
You know, they often say styles make fights, Billy. Would you qualify that game as just a bad matchup for Pitt? I know you can't control who you'd face in the postseason, but would you is that how you'd sum it up?
Yeah, I kind of think so. You know, and let's face it, you know, the facts don't lie. The SEC dominated that challenge this year. Now, that having been said, let's see how many teams each conference gets in the big dance in March. And then maybe you can make a better determination as to the relative strength and weakness of the two leagues. But, you know, it's certainly not looking good for the ACC right now, but a lot of basketball left. And now it's time to go to your conference, take care of business, and try to make the big dance. And get off that bubble. Last year they were on the wrong side of the bubble and got snubbed. I don't think that's going to happen to this team.
Bill, switching gears a little bit, and you've seen so many dynamics of college football year in and year out. And you know, this year for all of us, it's a new kind of structure. It's a new way of doing things with the 12-team playoff. Are you personally excited to see how this is going to all roll out at the end of the day, or do you more, you know, are you in more favor of the old school form of college football and, you know, the BCS era?
Yeah, you know how I'm wired, Doran. I'm kind of a traditionalist. Okay, you expand it to 12, and so you allow more teams in, but then you're also, you know, it doesn't matter how many teams you put in that playoff, somebody gets snubbed. And so there's still going to be that gnashing of teeth. But let's just see how it works out, and we'll go from there. But, gosh, I'm old school. I'd just soon not change too much.
So, Billy, you guys are down in Starkville right now. You head to Blacksburg this afternoon, I think, or later this morning. What's your scouting report on the Hokies? They lost last night. And does this qualify as a must-win game for Pitt coming off the heels of a tough loss?
I think it's a must-win, but there's pressure on Pitt now because of a couple of factors. Pitt traditionally does not play well at Castle Coliseum in Blacksburg, and the Hokies are coming off a five-game losing streak, and I think they'll be loaded for bear. And so the Panthers are probably going to have to match their physicality and just get back to doing what made them good. I listened to Curtis's analysis, and he said too many times last night, the ball is sticking. We're not moving it. We're not getting people in the right positions. And, you know, I think we were kind of taken aback by their physicality. And, of course, the two teams were allowed to play. That reminded me of an old Big East game, the physicality. But you got to match it. And if the officials are going to call it that way, you better adjust or you're going to face problems.
Bill, safe travels. We really appreciate the time, and we will talk to you next week.
Well, and one more thing, Adam. There's going to be a practice as soon as they land in Roanoke today. And Curtis wisely has said, Bill, why don't you and I skip that one? And I think for a lot of reasons, because I think Jeff Capel's going to have a strong message for certain people on that club. And I don't think we want to be there to share that. It's none of our business. We'd just soon do something else. We may take a tour of downtown Roanoke.
There you go.
Nice. I've
historic
done that.
Roanoke.
I've done that.
One of the original American cities, correct?
Yeah, good. Bill, good. That's a
yeah, good.
Yeah, Bill, that's a good idea. You might find yourself on the end line running wind sprints.
Right.
We don't need that.
And I said to my brother John, who does our engineering, I said, you know, when we got beat by BYU on the way to Hawaii, where we won the Rainbow Classic, but in the meantime, there was what they call the Christmas Day Massacre, and it was a practice that Paul Evans devised without a basketball, and several players got sick at that practice, and I'm glad I wasn't there. So I think skipping today's practice, or as Myron would say, eschewing today's practice, I think is a capital idea.
Billy, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Billy.
All right. Thank you. Always enjoy.
What a guy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, you know what? He just, and I almost got chills a little bit. I remember like high school basketball and, you know, you had a bad game and the coach was pissed at you and you walk into the gym the next day and you didn't see a basketball in sight. You already knew what the deal was.
You're running lines.
Oh my goodness. That happened a couple times in high school. And I remember walking in and being like, oh my goodness, there's no basketballs here. We're just running the whole time. The worst feeling ever. Oh.
Yeah, I played so well that I never had to do that. I also wasn't on the team.
But you could beat Shaq in a free throw contest right in front of a whole arena.
He's
right.
Probably missed 500,000 more free throws than me in his life.
Yeah, he's also probably made 500,000 more free throws than you in his life too.
No comment.
Did you tell him about the whole Pitt deal that you made up?
No. It's not made up. It's real. So I went, my buddy Nick, a huge Pitt fan, season ticket holder, went to the Peterson.
Just like the rest of your family.
Uh-huh. Went to the Peterson Event Center for a football recruiting event.
Yeah.
Way back when. And they invited a handful of people onto the court to have a 3-point shooting competition that I won by hitting 6 out of 10 3-point shots. And he doesn't think that this happened.
I believe it.
It's not like I went 10 for 10. It was all from the top of the key. And I'm not, I would never, if I went out there in an open gym now and shot 10 3-pointers, I'm not making 6. But I did that day.
What's the difference back then to now?
Clutch gene, baby. There were people in the arena.
Apparently it went away. He passed the clutch gene on.
Roanoke Island Colony was founded by English explorer Sir Walter Raleigh.
Actually a pretty cool town.
1585 is when Roanoke was founded. But then it was found deserted in 1590.
Good bar there.
Mm. Yeah?
Dick Mac's.
Do they have a Dick Mac's there?
No.
What's it called?
It's not a chain. It's Thomas Jefferson.
I didn't know that Virginia Tech had lost 5 straight basketball games.
Yeah, me either.
I think that's a good thing.
It probably is.
I know Bill. So they're gonna come ready.
Well, they're gonna win at some. You know, they're gonna win a game.
Yeah,
when
you come off of a loss like that, you start to look at all variables and trends, and you tend to think that they're not in your favor. So Pitt will bounce back Saturday. Last night was just a buzzsaw.
It happens. It does. I mean, it's a long season. I'm not making excuses for him. You don't want that to... Oh, no. What? I confused Roanoke, Virginia with Roanoke, North Carolina.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.